Begin the Gemara Daf Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Dal. Begin the Daf. Begin the taste of Masal. It begins the words of the Gemara. Ha, Rabbi Lazar, this is going like Rabbi Lazar. Chaz can explain this halachic opinion of Rabbi Lazar regarding Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, which have machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabban permit to move all vessel on Shabbos with Latarich or Shaloy Latarich. And Nechemi says you only let him move Latarich. So the Gemara explained according to Rabba that this Rabban permit to move a Klish Machle Heter is even Mechama Litzel. But Klish Machle is only Tarich Guvim Mekaimer. Mechemi permits to move a Klish Machle Heter only Tarich Gufoy and Mekaimer and not for Mecham Latzel. And that Abaye asked from the fact that we have a mission that says you're not allowed to support a door with a log of wood on Yom Tov. It's obviously like Klishal Nach Lehetta is forbidden to be moved even Tzarek Gufoy. I think Gemara answered that you're not allowed to move the log on Yom Tov because it's Xer Otter Shabbos. The Gemara says, I will in the Mishnah, you're allowed to lower down the fruits from the skylight on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. Obviously, we don't make Xer Yom Tov about the Shabbos. And the Gemara says, yeah, but what do you mean? You have a mission that says, Imin Shabbos Le Yom Tov, Alechal Nefesh Moldan. Obviously, Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. And that the Gemara answered, which Tez the Masal is going on, Harib Eliezer of Harib Yeshur. Tez can explain that this, we say you can lower the fruit from the skylight, which means we allow a tirch on Yom Tov because of a loss. That's the Gemara Yeshur, who he permitted subterfuge because of the loss of money on Yom Tov. And he holds that we don't make Gezer Yom Tov of the Shabbos. Whereas, as we're saying at the Tez the Masal, but Harib Eliezer is Ahid de Einbein. This that we say that there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Like Rabbi Eliezer says, Yinal du Harama for Tzarech Yom Tov. That's, we're going to make Gezer Yom Tov of the Shabbos. And that Tez is bothered. He says that this that we're saying that the Mishnah of Ein Bein is like a Eliezer, says Tais in the Afrika of the Pergam of the Megillah, although in the first Pergam of Megillah, the Zayin of a base. Daikin Allah, we actually make a diak regarding that Mishnah of Ein Bein Yom Tov the Shabbos, Alechem Nevesh Bilvad. Oh, Halin and Machshir Echel Nevesh, that's regarding the actual food itself. But regarding the preparatory elements of food things, that Zeb is a Shavan, that they're actually going to both be the same. Now, Vekamar, and additionally, the Gemara says over there, that the Masnin like Rabbi Yehuda, the mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because learning the Brayis Rabbi Yehuda permits to do Machshir Echel Nefesh on Yom Tov. Now the difficulty with this is, and the fact that we're saying here in our sugi that mission is like Rabbi Eliezer, which sounds like then obviously he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is Rabbi Eliezer is severely like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda who permits Machshir Echel Nefesh, and actually about deeper Rabbi Yehuda, he actually holds even more of a leniency than Rabbi Yehuda. Because Amr Ish Trailin, like the Gemara says, and later on of Kavalam and Zayim and Beis, he prepares even more, he allows even more of a leniency regarding Machshir Echel Nefesh. So how could that Mishnah be like Rabbi Eliezer? So actually, says, what you could say is that Hu Tana Sabla Kavase Bechada, that Tana holds like Rabbi Eliezer in one area, in regards to this idea that the Gezini Atar Shabbos, but Apal Galeb Machshir, but he disagrees in regard to Machshir Echel Nefesh. You're right, Rabbi Eliezer himself permits even Machshir Echel Nefesh that you could have done from before Yom Tov. This Tana, who is saying is like Rabbi Eliezer, is like him only in one area of Gezini Atar Shabbos, but not regarding permitting Machshir Echel Nefesh. That's one approach. Another approach, Tosafos says, what you could say is actually the Ein Bein, the Perek Kama, the Megillah, that Ein Bein from that Mishnah in the first Perek of Megillah, Ma'ir B'mil Dei Raisa, there's two Ein Beins. There's one in Megillah which talks about biblical halachas. And the Ein Bein Dehacha, and you have the Ein Bein over here, which we're making Gezer Yom Tov at the Shabbos, which we're saying that's what Rabbi Eliezer. Hainu Dithnan B'mashil, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah Masech, this Be'ed, the Halam and Vavim, a base. The Ma'ir B'mil Dei Shvuas, there is talking about rabbinic prohibitions. The Einu Me'inyan Echad. It's actually not the same as the Mishnah Masech, the Megillah. You're right, in the Mishnah Masech, the Megillah, that's where you have Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer. And he holds the Machshir Echel Nefesh are permitted by the Raisa, but the Mishnah Masech is Beya, that they're not disagreeing. And he agrees that Machshir Echel Nefesh are rabbinically forbidden. And Tosafos says, Teidi, you should know that the Mishnah that we're asking from over here is the Mishnah Masech is Beya, which talks about rabbinic prohibitions, not the Mishnah Masech is Megillah, because the Hachi Parchal of Perek Mashil, this is the Gemara asked in Perek Mashil and Beya, because the Parchal Hachi Mashmites, like we're asking over here in our Sugya, but like Parchal Perek Mashil, we won't ask the same question in the first Perek Megillah. That's because the Mishnah over there is talking about things that are biblically forbidden. And if you can't ask from something that's a rabbinic isser. And for Hadadai Kassam, and this, that the Gemara makes a deek within from that Mishnah, Masechet Megillah, that it sounds like from that Mishnah, oh, that there's only no difference between Eichel Nefesh, but Halein, Machshir, and Zebes Hashem, but regarding Machshir, and Nefesh, they're the same. Loidai, Perek Mashil. The Gemara does not make that deek in Masechet Beya. Because that's the same idea. Because the Mishnah, Masechet Beya, is talking about rabbinic issers. There, yes, Machshir Echel Nefesh is in other words, this that we're saying the Machshir Echel Nefesh is only in the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, which from Isur Deraisa. There we say that there is going to be a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Again, that's what Tosafos has the second approach to say that it's not a difficulty because there's actually two different Mishnayos, and we're going in the Mishnah of Masechet Beya regarding the rabbinic prohibitions. And that's what we're saying is like Rabbi Eliezer, but the Mishnah Masechet that we're saying that. of the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, you're right, that we're saying is the like Rabbi Yehuda, and that also would be the like Rabbi Eliezer, that would be like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and even more than that, that he holds that actually there would be, like we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, would not be Zebazah Shavin, Makshir Nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer would both disagree with that Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer that we're saying is Ein Bein, is the Mishnah Masechet Beyah.